you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they might say, no, he's not, what?
He's not at home.
Okay. And if somebody came to visit you and you were out in the yard and Marianne were someplace inside, they asked for her, you'd say she's?
She's in the house.
Okay. Let's say she were in some specific room. She's?
Well, she's in the bedroom or the dining room.
Okay. And talking about putting milk in coffee, you say some people like it.
Some people like it with cream.
Okay. You would use cream there now, even if you were talking about milk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about if you were talking about tea?
I always am talking about milk, but we always along with cream.
Okay. What about if you're talking about tea? Would you use cream there, too?
I don't think so, because I'm not as used to drinking tea.
Okay.
And I would probably just call it milk.
Okay.
It was always iced tea whenever we'd have tea growing up. It was never hot tea.
Okay. Now, when you talk about tea now, your assumption is that it's iced tea.
Yeah.
And if you want hot tea, you specify hot tea, right?
Yes. I think so. I just never had any hot tea when I was growing up down here, and I used to drink it up north sometimes when I was up there, but tea down here meant iced tea.
Has that always been a popular drink, even when you were very young?
Iced tea? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, oh, yeah. I don't think they had water. Gallons of that stuff.
We drank water.
You drank water?
We drank soft drinks and tea.
Yeah. Soft drinks. What are some of the words you would use for them?
Well, RC Cola.
If you wanted, let's say you wanted, you were going to ask somebody, do you want a, what would you say?
You want a Coke?
Would you use Coke as a generic term?
Yeah, you would. You would use a Coke for most of all of them. But,
Mike, what did you call it?
We called it pop.
Yeah, so did we.
Called
that's
it
why
pop.
It was,
you would say soda more like that.
No, we never say soda. No.
Okay.
Call it soft drink.
It's
soft drink.
Always pop.
Yeah. We'd never call it soda, and we would never call it, we would call it Coke, or we'd say RC.
RC.
That's
okay.
The other thing. Or knee high.
Okay.
We'd call it by the name.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let me see, and then going back to coffee, if you didn't have it with milk, you'd have it.
Okay.
Okay. Or another way of saying
straight.
It.
Let's see.
Straight?
I wouldn't say straight.
coffee.
Coffee, black, I guess. Just
black.
Black.
Okay. Let me see. And then if someone's not going away from you, you say it's coming straight?
At me. Toward me.
Toward you. Okay. And if you met somebody in town, instead of saying I met him, you might say I ran
into him. Yeah.
Okay.
You would say that.
Going back to the stone, the kind of animal that barks is
a dog.
Okay. And a kind of dog that's neither one breed nor another is a
mongrel.
Okay. And a little one like that that barks a lot, yaps a lot, call that a
puppy.
Okay. Let me see. And if the dog liked to bite, you said the boy was
bitten.
Okay. And if someone insisted on going inside a fence, like where a watchdog was kept, you might say, you better watch out or you'll get...
I'll get bit.
Okay. have you ever...
It's funny.
Yeah, go ahead.
Think about that. You'd say, you watch out, you'll get bit.
Yeah.
But if you used it in the other expression, yesterday, you were bitten.
Okay.
That's funny.
And you might say, that dog will...
Bite.
Okay. And yesterday, he...